This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, broadcasting live and in living color about a quarter mile away from the Raymond James Stadium, home of Super Bowl 55, and our Tampa Bay Buccaneers are in, baby. Broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes to our active duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And let's not forget all the people out there working right now on the highways and byways and whatever else they're doing, keeping America moving along. Thanks so very much for all you do. And you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. We'll be back on Parler when it comes up. And don't forget to check out our all-new website by going to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning again.
Morning.
We have our friend up in Wesley Chapel, Elliot, on the line. I'm going to take his comments here. Good morning, Elliot. What's going on?
Yes, good morning, Captain, and good morning, Denise. Denise, I just want you to know you are a crown jewel for the Republican Party, and you are well appreciated. I thank you so much. You know, Captain,
Thank you, ma'am.
You know, Captain, let's not be swayed at the thousands of illegal immigrants from Central America heading this way. They are not 100% from the region, but various parts of the world that are not friendly to America.
Yeah.
Now, I am aware of many Muslims that are multilingualists. Besides Arab, they speak fluent Spanish and English. The tone of their skin allows them to blend in with the Spanish masses quicker than a blink of the eye.
Yep.
America, we are dealing with a code red. I guarantee you Venezuela, Iran, Russia, China, Cuba, and other hostile nations are sending their agents our way, not only to gather intelligence, but to destroy us inside out.
Yep.
America, the threat is real. Muslims are aware that Obama and Biden are going to allow thousands of Muslims to enter our country. This will lead to unrest and possibly a full-out war of the parties, far-left socialists versus the conservative right. That's the way I see it, Captain.
Yep.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Elliot. And, again, I can't disagree with him at all, Denise.
Well, Biden's going to come to the rescue.
Sure.
Because he had a call over the weekend with Obrador of Mexico and said, gee, we're really sorry you tested positive for COVID-19, but see what you can do about this caravan, because we're going to send $4 billion down to Guatemala and El Salvador and Honduras and see if we can pay these people to stay.
Yep.
$4 billion. So where does he get the authority to spend that $4 billion?
Yeah, and we talked about that when we first heard about it last Friday, and then Saturday became more of a topic. Supposedly, he can't just throw money out there. Nobody can. You have to have it has to go through the proper.
I have long said, and it's kind of like a fall on deaf ears, but nonetheless, I'm a nobody. I'm just a burned out tennis player, but it comes down to these U.S. manufacturers that have their business over there in China should have been weaning themselves out earnestly, getting out of China agreements with the Chinese Communist Party, and put that manufacturing in those countries that cause us big issues at the border. So why don't they, you know, why aren't we making widgets in El Salvador, Honduras, and Guatemala and make those three countries a little bit more stable? Doesn't that sound like a nice idea?
Well, sure, and we.
That's me.
Yeah, well, we know that Joe Biden is bought and paid for by the Chinese. I don't know how many billions he got from them. Certainly, we know him and his brother and his son and this, that, and the other. Mm-hmm. But they're holding that against Joe Biden. They're controlling Joe Biden. They really are with this money and these other things that they've got going on there. And there's nobody out there, even the Democrats. A lot of them believe that this is the case, but they're not doing anything.
Well, nobody's paying much attention, but the Chinese have been invading just over the weekend with some pretty robust assets, Taiwan airspace.
Much more
aggressively than they have been doing in the past.
Wasn't it a dozen jets?
At least.
Yeah, okay.
And so this is a bad gig here. And the Theodore Roosevelt is there now, as, you know, trying to, you know, force some freedom of the waterways and whatnot. But that's what they say it's doing. It's really watching all things threats to Taiwan. Plus, we sent an ambassador to Taiwan, I think, on Friday.
Yes.
And, of course, China's to Taiwan. And, of course, China's mad about that, too. So Biden is coming up against his first large test and how he's going to approach China on this one.
Yeah, and we all know that... Well, here comes the music. Anyway, when we come back to be continued, we all know that we got us a big, huge mess going on here, and more coming. We'll get back. And by the way, the dark money that's in there that Biden took, more than any other candidate in history. Think about that for a minute. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And just a little reminder about the Two Guys Gun Shows. They're back and better than ever. And, of course, the next one that they'll be having will be February the 13th and 14th, the week after the Super Bowl. It'll be down there in Sarasota. And they'll be there Saturday and Sunday. And to find out more about them, you can go to twoguysshows.com, twoguysshows.com, or give them a call if you're a vendor at 727-776-3442. That's 727-776-3442 to find out more information. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
We've had Eric chiming in the a chat room, and he mentioned about the fact that he wanted to know if the people of Kentucky or if we knew that China is planning on buying a battery manufacturing company in Kentucky. And he says, I wonder if the Republican Party of Kentucky had anything to do with it or if the donors, the big donors in Kentucky, are aware of that. What do you think?
Well, any time that a foreign power steps in to buy something in the United States, it has to go through the Committee for Foreign Investments, otherwise known as CFIUS.
Yeah.
And I used to use CFIUS quite a bit. CFIUS is a part of the U.S. Treasury Department.
Mm-hmm.
And about a year and a half ago, they took down that database, so I can't use it anymore, me and whoever else, to see what foreign powers are doing what here in the United States. So any purchases have to be approved by CFIUS. So if there's any kind of talks where some Chinese entity wants to buy something in Kentucky or any place else, they have to do a filing, and then it has to go through, I think, about an 11 or 12 person panel for approval.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't get excited about this one yet. whether it's going to happen or not happen. But then again, I have no idea because you can't access those applications anymore.
Nope. And we're going to take a call here from, let me see, where is it? Okay, we got two callers. Okay, so let me get on over here. We got Mary in Clearwater on the line first, and then we'll get to the second caller. Okay, good morning, Mary. What's on your mind?
Good morning. In looking over at the United States and looking another way, guess what just started today, Captain? Like you told me last week, if you check out CNBC, Davos is starting today.
Yes.
The Great Reset, and or the New World Order, as George Bush would put it, that is a big deal.
Yes.
Yes, I just wanted to say that because it's on, I guess. It's like, oh, my goodness.
The Great Reset.
Yes, sir.
All
okay.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mary. Okay. Your comment on that before we go to the next caller?
Yeah, but I think the agenda is online on what happens, and most of it is virtual.
Okay. All right. Now, let's go to the next caller. And is this Ian?
Yeah, I just got a real quick comment that I'll hang up. You know, you guys are analyzing everything that Biden's doing, dazing Biden, and that's great. But you know what? The more and more this is revealing itself so fast to me, I don't even think this dude is in charge. He's probably drugged up or drooling in his oatmeal.
Yeah.
And they're wheeling him out. He's a figurehead. It's becoming clear to me, at least, that there's a Politburo running our country now.
Correct.
And it's various factions and interest groups and billionaires and varying degrees of the left.
Yes.
And so how long is this guy even going to be there until he outlives his usefulness? And this is like the averse of the Soviet Union when they were getting ready to collapse. It was a series of, it was a gerontocracy with figureheads. And we better hope that this thing collapses fast. That's only going to be our salvation, believe it or not.
Okay.
Thanks, bye.
All right, yeah, and we talked about this. Kyle and I talked about this in hour number one of the program, the fact that Biden is, and I believe I use the word useful idiot, but he is being used. And, again, all the money that was given, this is where the money starts to play a part here. All the money that was given to the Biden family that was swept under the rug, that's now being used against them, don't you think?
Well,
to control
it's
them?
Too hard. It's too hard to tell. You know, Biden's certainly not in control. I mean, that's about as obvious as it can get. It comes down to K Street, and you know, the Brookings Institute, and you know, the Atlantic Council, and then you got the activist law firms, and then you got things, you know, that have to do with climate change and all of that. But so he's called in the heavy hitters. I mean, you got the Susan Rices, that's obviously well connected, including with the media. You got John Kerry, and I mean, this is not all stuff that just happened here in the last week because he's signing piles and piles of executive orders. These were all things that were done once he got the nomination. They put their, you know, they pulled the trigger and started with their agenda, so they were ready to go when he won.
Yeah. No.
He doesn't know what he's doing.
No. No. And it gets to be more obvious every day. Well, you know,
and that's the reason he's signing the executive orders. You're not going to have any legislative action.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're not going to have any. I mean, if you think you're going to get any kind of legislation through in the next 2 years, I think we need to think about it again. Mm-hmm. So all things are focused on the midterms.
Yeah, and they need to be focused on this year first. But anyway, and I'll get to that in a minute. Congressman Kevin McCarthy, the minority leader in the House of Representatives, said that Joe Biden is putting America last and has now put China first. And I think I heard him say that. I forgot what program he was on, but I heard him say that. We can all agree on that. I mean, it's obvious what we're seeing.
Yeah, precisely.
Yep. Now, the other thing that is very disconcerting here is guns and what may or may not happen there. Well, in the meantime, in the red states, there is a large movement afoot. Republican lawmakers in those states want to loosen gun restrictions by allowing people to carry concealed firearms without having to get a permit, continuing a trend that some gun control advocates are calling dangerous, but you've got 15 states that already allow this, all right, to carry a weapon.
We're seeing the violence, okay? We're seeing the militancy of the left, okay? They want to defund the police. So let's go back and look at Seattle and Portland and blah, 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 blah.
Sure.
So you've got these mayors that come out and say, okay, well, our police are going to be more aggressive with these, you know, the Antifa types. That all sounds good. It means nothing.
Yep.
It means nothing because they can arrest them, but then they're let out with no bail.
That's right.
And then you got a DA that's not going to charge them. And even if they do get charged, it's probably going to be on a reduced charge. And then what happens? Well, you get in front of a judge and the judge goes, oh, we're going to put you on, you know, a 90 days probation. So yep. It isn't even about the police, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, there's two other steps that go along here. Now, I'm actually talking to my son in Atlanta. All those people that have were involved in all of the militancy and the destruction and the looting and the Wendy's that burned down and all that other kind of stuff, none of them got charged.
No.
They were all arrested, but none of them got charged.
And that may happen in Washington, D.C. to a large portion of the ones that just got arrested, too. Mm-hmm.
So I'm just telling you, it's worse than you think. And so, you know, when it comes to, you know, Second Amendment protections, it's gotten to the point where law enforcement is overwhelmed with the volume of stupidness, of crime that's out there. Not only criminal, but even on the civil side, but mostly in the criminal side. How are you supposed to protect yourself?
Mm-hmm. Well, we do have some states. Florida's one of them. Because a new concealed carries without a permit have been introduced in Texas, South Carolina, Florida, Indiana, Alabama, and Georgia. Also, GOP governors are backing changes in Utah and Tennessee. Montana, another permitless carry is in Montana. It was already passed in the state house. Now it's over in the Senate. By the way, it's a Republican Senate. They think it's going to get passed there. Don't know if the governor will sign it.
We need to put in as much. We're going to have to do a lot of things at the same time. And we need to put as much effort into protecting our civil rights as the First Amendment as we do into the Second.
Yep. And it all starts this November, 2021, November the 8th.
Right now. We're late.
Absolutely. Right now. All right. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, read the great articles that she writes, get up on her mailing list so that you get the stuff when she has it to give. And there you go. I'll be back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden unveiled his plan to combat COVID-19 last week, including reaffirming his promise to get 100 million doses of vaccine administered in his first 100 days in office. His chief COVID advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, said Sunday that goal should be looked at as a floor and not a ceiling. Dr. Jonathan Reiner agrees, but says that the goal should be even higher. The professor of medicine at George Washington University tells CNN that every dose of vaccine that producers are delivering should be administered.
We need to do better. We need to vaccinate about 2 million people a day. That should be the goal. We can do that. The manufacturers are delivering every week somewhere between 12 and 18 million doses of the vaccine, but we're barely administering, 8 to 9 million doses. We should deliver every dose of vaccine that is given every week.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news segment here in the Captain's America Third Watch. By the way, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy with 2 campuses to serve you. But to find out more about them, give them a call at 800-659-2080. And here's more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got 2 campuses to serve you. One of them is in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston. The other one is right here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida. I'm in Tampa on this side of the bay. They're in Clearwater on the other side of the bay. So there you go. Now, you can find out more about them by giving them a call, 800-659-2080. And when you call them, ask to take the tour at one of their 2 facilities. Now, the reason for that is you'll be able to see exactly what they do. You'll be able to see the students. You'll be able to talk to the teachers, maybe talk to a student or two in and out of classes. You'll be able to actually see what goes on in the different instruction areas. And it's the best way to be able to judge what is going to be an exciting and just an absolutely tremendous career for you for many, many, many years to come. As long as you can work, you will be able to find a job as an aviation maintenance tech. They're in demand all around the world. So it's a job you can find in just about any country you want to mention. So anyway, here's what you do. You check them out online, naa.edu. Then after you do that, then give them a call, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour at one of their facilities, whichever facility that you want to see, their campuses, either the one in Concord, Mass., or the one in Clearwater, Florida. Okay. Joe Biden is proposing a 5-year extension of the nuclear treaty with Russia. Now, the Biden administration, over the weekend, wants a 5-year extension of the New START treaty, limiting the number of U.S. and Russian strategic nuclear weapons. We'll see how that progresses. Also, the Air Force, female airmen, will soon be allowed to wear their hair in one or two braids or a single ponytail. No beards, however, for the men yet. They're working on that. And by the way, nearly 1 in 5 of the defendants in the Capitol riot cases served in the military. Now, they're not saying if they had some allegiance with the Oath Keepers or the Proud Boys or Antifa or whoever, the Boogaloosa gang. They're not saying that. They're just coming out with that statistic. And that came from National Public Radio. So take it for what it's worth. May not mean anything. Also, another U.S. soldier has died in Kuwait, according to Army Central Command. He was found unresponsive inside his barracks, in his bunk. We'll see what happens with future information there. By the way, U.S. military bases in Japan and South Korea reported 15 new coronavirus cases as of late last week, while Japan's capital city counted more than 1,000 new patients for the 9th consecutive day. Now, Mike Flynn's brother, Lieutenant General Mike Flynn's brother, retired. He is Army Lieutenant General Charles Flynn. And he's the brother of the controversial former National Security Advisor, Mike Flynn. He defended his actions in the U.S. military's deliberations over how to respond to the assault on the Capitol, saying he was on a key call for only 4 minutes and denying that he'd lied to staffers about it. And he also denied that his brother Michael Flynn was a factor in the military's response to the Capitol attack. Obviously, the military is trying to throw something in there to screw things up again. And the Army Corps of Engineers has directed contractors building the U.S.-Mexican War to stop the work following an executive order by President Joe Biden to end construction and review how money is allocated for the project. Now, the problem with all that is there are some contracts. Some contracts that have been issued. What do you do with those contracts right now? Good question, right? What do you do with those contracts? So be careful what you wish for. Also, the Pentagon is saying that they will not force U.S. troops to take the COVID-19 vaccine. If you want to take it, fine. If you don't, that's fine, too. That's the military and what they're saying. Now, Charles Verdin will serve as the acting administrator for the National Nuclear Security Agency, serving under Acting Energy Secretary David Huizenga as the Biden administration begins. There are still questions over nuclear modernization, that are looming after the new START extension. We'll see where that goes. And the other thing is, Afghanistan, while the number of troops there are not as high as they were, we still have some 18,000 private contractors there. Now, President Trump's pick for ambassador to Afghanistan said that it's time to get out. He said, we actually won the war we need to fight. The U.S. war in Afghanistan has reached its 19th anniversary. Back last October, we'll be coming up on 20 years this October. With several thousand U.S. troops still on the ground, a presence that's been prolonged by the gradual expansion of the U.S. mission there. William Ruger, the Vice President for Research and Policy at the Charles Koch Institute, said, we've actually accomplished quite a bit, and we've actually won the war that we needed to fight. The U.S. needed to do three things in Afghanistan, Ruger said. Number one, decimate al-Qaeda's ability to strike the U.S. Number two, punish the Taliban for supporting terrorism against the U.S. And number three, capture or kill Osama bin Laden. Ruger went on to say, we've accomplished all three. We failed once we expanded the war aims beyond what was necessary for us and accomplishments thereof. Well, he's probably right. He's probably right. Now, the other thing is, China is not happy with the fact that we are talking to Taiwan. We've given them some extra weapons. We also have had our ambassador there. Our Secretary of State went there, too, former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, a few weeks ago. And we're paying a lot of attention to Taiwan. So what did they do the other day? In a test to Joe Biden, about a dozen military jets in a single formation flew close but not over Taiwan, which caused the Taiwanese Air Force to scramble and chase them, which they did. But still, it's very, very, very volatile over there. Very volatile. And almost anything could set that off. Hopefully it won't. It's God forbid we don't need anything going on over there. We got enough problems without worrying about that. All right, we're coming back with the watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski, so don't go anywhere. We will be right back with him and more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, up there in Carrollton, Georgia way, just doing her thing for God and country, and we appreciate her so very much. And don't forget this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, brought to you by our friends at Two Guys Gun Show. Now, they're back and right at it. And, you know, a lot of people are buying a lot of ammo and buying a lot of guns and buying knives and bows and arrows and spears and sabers and all sorts of stuff. And February 13th and 14th will be their next gun show down in Sarasota. They'll be at the Sarasota County Fairgrounds down there. Now, to find out more, you can go to their website, twoguysshows.com. And if you want to find out more, you can call them at 727-776-3442. That's 727-776-3442. TwoGuysShows.com. All right. Chris Markowski. Push the right button. I'll get the right person. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
How about them bucks?
Oh, that's awesome. Congratulations. Fantastic.
Don't you wish you were here now?
1-2 weeks down there in Tampa, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the parties were still going when I started the show. You betcha. And, I mean, it was just unbelievable. And you could hear some of the noise coming from the vicinity of the stadium after they won the game because, of course, Tampa went nuts.
Oh, it's great. First time ever they're going to have a home team in a Super Bowl. It's pretty cool.
Yep. Many years in the working, and it could have happened before to some of the other teams, but it couldn't happen to a nicer bunch of guys right now. By the way, the last couple of weeks, I've really gotten more respect for Tom Brady for two things. Last week, when they won and the Saints lost, he was seen, there was a video of him throwing some passes to Drew Brees' kids on the football field, having a little conversation with them. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Yeah, and then yesterday at the end of the game, when they were about to interview him, he went up to the edge of the thing and said to the reporter, he says, is it okay if I talk to my son for a couple of minutes? And then his son came down. I didn't realize his son was there. His son came down, talked to the dad, and congratulated him. They had a chat back and forth for a little bit. But that was really something to see. It's the personal side of the players that you don't get to see that we've seen the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta hand it to the guy. I mean, too, in the sense that, with the kids and everything like that, but you can also hand out his longevity is just extraordinary and what he's been capable of doing over such a period of time. I mean, no one can even touch the numbers that he's put up, the amount of playoff games he's played in and the amount of championship games he's been into and now the amount of Super Bowls he's been in. It's just extraordinary.
Yeah, he is a literal machine, okay, to put it mildly. Okay, did you happen to catch Senator Rand Paul on this week in ABC News with George Stephanopoulos?
Yeah.
Okay, did you see that put down by Rand Paul of George Stephanopoulos?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's right. I mean, again, Rand Paul's great. I on air, he's logic, reason. He's very, very difficult. You know, he likes when he debates. He likes to use facts. He doesn't get caught into like yelling, screaming arguments. He doesn't get into name calling or anything like that. He does an unbelievable job. Hopefully, he can be one of the future leaders of the party, in my opinion.
He
could if he really wants to be I'm biased too because I've got my libertarian bent and he and his father, very much probably the most prominent libertarians, that are out there in American politics. I've always been a fan of Rand Paul's.
Well, the thing that he said, and I'm going to repeat it for the audience that may not know this, is George Stephanopoulos challenged him when he was talking about the election fraud and made some sort of comment to him, and Paul immediately jumped in. He says, well, George, you're forgetting who you are as a journalist if you think there's only one side. You're inserting yourself into the story. I want you to look at the secretaries of state who changed the law. It actually happened. You can't you can't just sweep it under the rug. Nothing to see here. You're a fool to bring this up, and a journalist would want to hear both sides, and Steppy changed the subject.
Well, listen, that was always the issue, is that the fact that, I described it on my show, it's like wiffle ball, and every state's got different rules, and,
yep.
It's unfortunate when, it's things when it comes to elections are supposed to go through the legislature, not through the Secretary of State, and due to COVID and them using COVID as an excuse, they went out and they changed a lot of things. And, they were smart about it and how they handled it, the Democrats. And, that was one of the reasons why that they were able to pull out so many votes and, going out and doing the ballot harvesting, which that they're very astute at doing.
Well, we're still going back and forth about this relief stimulus plan, whatever it's going to be, and a bunch of lawmakers, bipartisan lawmakers, are pushing the White House to do something a little different. They think maybe the plan is not big enough, and then another group thinks it's too big. I mean, where are we going with all this?
I don't know where it's going to end up, and I hope the Republicans push back because I think it's a joke. You've seen some of the stuff. It's kind of funny. You talk about elections. People in the state of Georgia are upset with the Democrats because they said we were told we were going to get $2,000, not $1,400.
Exactly.
Yeah, we got to a point in time where we're buying people's votes. Is that what type of country we want?
That's right.
If that's the case, we're done. I mean, we are. I mean, you're talking about an awful situation.
They bought Joe Biden for the tune of $1 billion or two or whatever it is, dollars in China, and several other politicians have been bought by China. And by the way, did you hear the latest in Kentucky?
No, I didn't.
China wants to buy an American battery manufacturer in Kentucky.
Hmm. I didn't hear about that, in regards to, battery, that's obviously big business.
Yep.
And that they're getting more and more efficient with the batteries. I'm not familiar with the factory in Kentucky.
Yeah, well, we just heard about that
yesterday
came out. By the way, 1 million jobs in your state, New York, have already been lost during the pandemic and counting.
No, and they're not coming back. unless you get major entrepreneurial type investment to open up these businesses that have been shut down for good. You know, I keep talking around the edges about opening up the state, and you know, we'll see if it happens or if it doesn't happen. I don't know. I think, you know, the fatigue is in up here. I don't know where it's going to be next. You know, Cuomo talked about opening things up, but still the same. Everything shuts down, you know, 9:30 at night, 25% capacity. Not a good scene.
Who is Bridgewater Associates founder Ray Dalio? Do you know who he is?
Yes, I know exactly who he is.
All right. He says that he sees the U.S. divided and in terrible financial state.
Yeah, it is. He talked about this. This has been talked about, stuff I've been talking about for years. When you lower interest rates, and this conventional wisdom out there that low interest rates are a wonderful thing and a good thing, it's not a wonderful thing or a good thing for people who save. And this is especially true for older people who want to put money away and want to have interest on their investments. I remember, you know, my grandfather, he had CDs that were paying him 10-12% at one point in time. I mean,
yeah.
We have no, you know,
I did too.
Yeah, there's no safe investments out there, high yielding, well, not even say high yielding, but safe yielding investments out there. I mean, you go back to, the 1990s, you could get a 10-year treasury that was paying you 7%. You don't get that anymore, and that hurts savers, and that's what he's talking about.
Now, Stephen Moore was on a couple of programs over the weekend on Newsmax. I wasn't familiar with either one of the hosts, but anyway, he was over there, and he said that President Trump, former President Trump, has actually teed up the economy for Biden to do great things with.
Well, it depends on what the follow-through is. You know, you got to open up, you know, things have got to open up, and, you know, things will bounce back to some degree. Like I said, to some degree. I don't know how far it's going to go. Like I said, you know, we need money to get out to entrepreneurs. You know, these PPP programs and nonsense, they're just not going to help at this point in time.
Yeah, and finally, Miami is on the fast track to be one of the fastest growing, if not the fastest growing city in the country, with businesses and finances and all that, as things are just moving along down there.
Yeah, they're killing it down there. They really are. They're doing a great job, and they're going out of their way to attract more businesses, and more people are saying, hey, you know what, I'm tired of paying my these state taxes. I'm tired of dealing with all these regulations. I'm tired of the shutdowns. Let's get out of here.
Yeah, exactly. And, of course, things aren't going too bad down here in Florida in general because of our great governor.
No, the guys are killing it. Doing an unbelievable job. There's an obvious set example for the entire country. Too bad other states are not following it.
All righty. Well, we will talk to you tomorrow morning, same time, same bat channel, my friend.
You got it, man. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Make sure you check out his website to find out more about him. We're coming back with Frank Salvato from the undergroundusa.com website. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.